8:30 a.m. KSDP Radio. This is Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington. My guest this morning is Terry Holtus. Terry is the City of Sandpoint's Animal Control Officer. I've asked Terry on the program to discuss the veterinary clinic that will be taking place in Sandpoint on October the 29th and the 30th. Well, good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kels.
What is the clinic going to be about? What kind of things is it going to accomplish?
The clinic's main goal is to help people be able to get their animals spayed and neutered, and this service will be for free. The City of Sandpoint and ASPCA have gone together to try to make things easier for the people of Sandpoint.
So if I'm coming in to have my animal neutered, it's not going to cost me anything?
The only thing, if you have a dog, your dog must be licensed with the City of Sandpoint, must have a current city tag. But to get your animal spayed or neutered, besides the tag, it costs nothing.
And what will it cost if I show up without a tag?
You will need to purchase a tag. Tags purchased after October 1st, which the clinic is October 29th and 30th, those tags will be good for the whole year of 2011. And you need to tag your animal every year. So you're actually getting like 2 months free.
Okay, so if it's free to me, someone's got to be paying for it somewhere. So who's footing the bill?
Oh, you are correct. The City of Sandpoint and the ASPCA. The city is helping with travel costs, with housing costs, per diem. They're helping fork the bill, and the ASPCA is generously volunteering their time in order to come and do the work.
Will there be an actual vet who comes to Sandpoint for this two-day clinic?
Yes, we will have a vet and her assistant, as well as a member of the ASPCA will be here. So there will be three people coming to town in order to help conduct this clinic along with myself there.
Great. Now, what happens if I come in with my dog or cat or other pet and I want to have something else done that is not either spaying or neutering? Does that cost money?
It does cost money. They've given us a little bit of an idea as to what it'll cost. They will give like rabies shots for a cat or dog at $15. Distemper shots for a cat would be $10. Distemper and parvo shots for the dog will be $16. Any other services that you need, they will be willing to negotiate a price with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, we all know what rabies shots are, I think, but some of the other things you mentioned we're all not so familiar with, or I don't know what they are. Can you explain them? No.
I'm not actually a vet, but I'm sure the vet could explain them. They are in order to help keep your animal more healthy. Parvo in particular, if your dog catches parvo, it can go into the ground, and if another dog comes through, they can catch the parvo if the dog wasn't taken care of. It actually stays in the ground and can be passed through. So
I know nothing about these diseases, so I'm the wrong person to probably be asking the questions, but I would not be able to tell anyone what you've just told us. So it's very helpful. There are other diseases that animals can contract. How often does an animal need to get a rabies shot?
Once a year. If you are a new animal, a young animal, or if it's the first time that you've gotten a rabies shot. If your animal has gotten previous rabies shots, you can go 3 years. You can get a 3-year shot, so every 3 years. You'll get a tag with your rabies shot as well as a certification, which the rabies shot is mandatory in order for you to get your City of Sandpoint tag. Rabies is documented out here on the Aleutian chain, and we want to keep it under control. So that's a pretty important shot. So that's the mandatory one in order to get your city license for your dog.
Now, we don't know who the vet is going to be, but we know it'll be an actual vet, correct?
Correct. There are two vets that have volunteered their time for the ASPCA in order to travel to rural Alaska and provide services at a reduced cost as long as the city is able to help out also.
That's great. Now, I'm talking with Terry Holtus here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Terry is the City of Sandpoint's Animal Control Officer. Now, you mentioned that you'll be working in conjunction with the City of Sandpoint and the ASPCA in Anchorage for this two-day clinic in Sandpoint. How did Sandpoint and your office make the connection with the ASPCA in Anchorage?
We've been in contact for a while. ASPCA has been trying to get something going with a vet that would be willing to travel. And just recently they've set up the whole program so that they have the two vets willing to travel. So once that happened, they contacted myself. I contacted Paul Day. Paul Day and the ASPCA worked out the deal, and we have ourselves a traveling vet that's willing to give our animals services that are needed out here at a better cost.
That's fantastic. Now, do people need to make appointments to bring in their dogs and cats?
They need to sign the sign-up sheet. There's sign-up sheets at the post office, at the city building, the airport, the grocery store. You write your name on there, write your phone number, what your animal is, and what do you need done, and I'll be calling you so that we can set up the appointment. We can get you in there. We're going to see as many animals as possible while they're here for those 2 days.
Now, there's going to be some sort of priority list for animals that should be seen first. What is going to be involved in the priority list, and which animals will receive preferential treatment on the list?
When the vet comes in on the 28th, which is when she'll actually fly in, she'll go over the list and decide what is high priority and what isn't. If your animal's injured or something, that, of course, is probably going to be high priority. Our main objective here is to try and get as many animals spayed and neutered as possible so that we can help control the population of animals here in Sandpoint. So that'll also be one of the high priorities.
How many people have signed up on these lists so far to make appointments for their animals at the two-day clinic?
I haven't actually counted. I've got one sheet that's almost completely full. I'm going to have to put another sheet on there, I assume. Multiple people have multiple animals, too. Myself, I have two, you know. Some people have three and four. So sometimes you'll see one name, but they'll have multiple animals on there also.
Okay, but you're not going to allow walk-ins. You can't just show up at the clinic. That needs to be made very clear to people.
Correct. You cannot just show up with your animal. You have to have a scheduled appointment. You need to be on the list and be called. They're going to fill their space as much as possible and have as little downtime as possible. But we can't have people just showing up and expecting to slip in. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the program is already a major success, Terry. Is there any chance of getting the vet back out to Sandpoint for yet another clinic and another clinic?
We're actually hoping that we can do it twice a year. We're discussing doing May and October so animals can be seen on a regular basis twice a year. Maybe we'll have to send less animals out, costing us a little less money, you know, taking care of our animals here on the island. If we can get them here and we know exactly when they're coming, we can be planning for it.
So the clinic is going to take place in Sandpoint October the 29th and October the 30th, and it's going to happen at the fire hall.
Correct.
So, and you need to make an appointment on one of these sign-up sheets that is up around town. So, all sounds great, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Terry Holtis is also the City of Sandpoint's Animal Control Officer, and we appreciate her coming on to Meet the People this morning.
Thank you. There's one more thing I do want to say. If your animal is fixed, your city tags are only $10 for your animal. If your animal has not been fixed, spayed, or neutered, then it's $25. These are licenses need to be purchased every year. And like I said earlier, if you purchase it October 1st or after, then you're getting a 2011 tag. So you're virtually getting 2 months free. You need the tag in order to be able to be seen at the clinic. You need to have your dog registered with the city. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to Terry Holtis. That's Meet the People for this morning.